I'm in the studio with Charlie Min, who's the director of 8 Murders a Day, Murder Capital of the World, and his newest film is The New Juarez. First, why Juarez?
Well, Juarez became the symbol of this tragedy in Mexico. The tragedy really spills to all 31 states, but unfortunately, Juarez became the epicenter and symbol of the tragedy where we've had 12,000 funerals since January of 2008. Unfortunately, Juarez was a victim of their own location, centrally located with a clear passage into the United States, bordering El Paso, Texas. So a war emerged in 2008 when the Juarez and Sinaloa cartels were battling over this territory, this turf space for passageway into the United States. Basically, what we had was billions in cash and weapons flowing into Mexico and the illegal drugs flowing into the United States.
You've done several films about violence. Why do documentary films about violent acts that have happened?
I think it all started in my life, filmmaking so personal. And I've always felt like a victim. I've always felt as if I had to stick up for myself. And I live for the underdog. I truly do. I love sports, and anytime there's a sporting event, I root for the underdog. I consider myself an underdog. I think everything I do always is a fight. You have to battle. That's life. To me, life is a war. And you have to work hard and roll up the sleeves and have a blue-collar attitude. So I appreciate underdogs. I want to help out underdogs. I'd rather help out hungry and poor people. And my films stick up for innocent people in Mexico. And I made a trilogy. I never thought I would make three films on the same topic, but I guess I surprised myself.
So were you ever afraid in doing these films? A lot of journalists have been murdered in Mexico for exactly bringing out the truth of what's going on between the different cartels and the violence that they're causing.
You know, I know people may not believe this, but I was never scared. I really wasn't. I considered this a job. Yes, it's a risky job, but you got to go in there and do what you got to do to get it done. And I had to will my way through these three films. I mean, to this day, I still can't believe I finished 8 Murders a Day. That was like a miracle how I finished that. No budget. I went in there with my heart. That was it. And then the succeeding films, the second one, Murder Capital of the World, and this one, each film got progressively easier because I grew as a filmmaker, I gained more connections, and as a result, the films became easier to make.
So I heard in about 2009, 2010, more than one media outlet calling Juarez, Ciudad Juarez, a failed state. Would you agree with that, and how has it improved?
Oh, yes. I mean, when you're talking about a city where we saw, like I said, 12,000 funerals in the last 5 years. To me, that's a failed state. 8 murders a day was the average in 2010. And how do you get around that statistic? It's gotten better because of three major factors. The most popular theory is that the Sinaloa cartel led by Chapo Guzman, who's the biggest drug lord in the world, they finally won the turf battle, which means there's less people to kill. So they wiped out Juarez cartel along with La Linea. So it's a troubling reason why there's less violence now in Juarez, because one cartel won the war. But that seems to be the most popular theory on why the violence is down in Juarez. Second reason being the most this is the bravest man in Mexico, Julian Laziola Perez. He's the current police chief in Juarez. He took over about 2 years ago. He came from Tijuana, lowered the murder rate there. He was brought in by Juarez Mayor Hector Murguia to duplicate the same success that he had in Tijuana, which he's done now in Juarez. He's the only person that I'm aware of that's challenged the cartels publicly and is living to tell about it. And then the third reason is that the federal army and the federal police are pretty much out of the city. Those two groups came in through Felipe Calderon's orders, the former president of Mexico, and those two groups literally murdered the city.
So Felipe Calderon and Enrique Peña Nieto, we've had also a change politically in Mexico. Do you think that these two men have very different views on how to approach violence with the cartels?
Well, in the case of Peña Nieto, it's too early to tell. He just took over on December the 1st. A lot of people keep asking me, what do you think about Peña Nieto? And I honestly say, I don't know. I mean, he just took over. A lot of people do not like Peña Nieto because he came from the PRI governed Mexico for over 70 years before the PAN took over. And a lot of people believe that the PRI is not reformed like they say they are. The election, according to many, was corrupt. The election that just occurred in Mexico, a lot of people believe that the pre-bought votes, which is an unfortunate thing, and a lot of people believe that Peña Nieto is very, very dumb, for lack of a better term. I mean, he's the first Mexican president since 1982 not to speak any English. And a lot of people are very pessimistic about the pre-coming back and Enrique Peña Nieto.
So in this last year, we've had elections both in Mexico and the United States. So we had the change of politics there. During the presidential election in the United States, Mexico was rarely mentioned. And I know that you've had some criticism in the past of that.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic. During the third presidential debate, which actually zeroed in on foreign policy, incredibly, it was never brought up once. But of course, Middle East, Russia, China, yet another example how Mexico is discriminated upon. How Governor Romney did not bring it up, considering his dad is from Chihuahua. I mean, the Mexican people would have really appreciated some kind of a mention. Hey, we've had over 100,000 people getting slaughtered in our country. Give us a voice. Bring it up, please. I mean, how could this happen? A lot of these Mexican people dying during this war are innocent people. They never asked for this. You know, they're law-abiding citizens, beautiful people, and they've been murdered. And these families will never recover. And yet, just a horrible job by Romney not to bring it up. Inexcusable.
In the last election in the states of Washington and the states of Colorado, there was some legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. I know people have asked you in the past if you support legalization of drugs. Calderon actually came out and said you either need to you have to decide. This in between is causing more problems with the drugs. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, let's legalize the darn thing already because so many people are already on it. It's about time we did it because the war on drugs has been a colossal failure for over 40 years. And that's just one of the failed policies of the United States that's murdering Mexico. NAFTA has murdered Mexico. Plan Morita has murdered Mexico. So much of the violence and murders occurring in Mexico is at the fault of the United States. There's no doubt in my mind. The United States is murdering Mexico. It's about time someone came out and said it.
And that's through drug policy?
Failed policies and the fact that 90% of the weapons that are being used in Mexico's drug war are coming from the United States. The guns are not just killing our country. It's killing Mexico, too. I know we have this huge national discussion and debate now about gun control. It's not just our country. It's killing. It's also murdering Mexico.
Okay. So do you think that we need to just have more security at the border going towards Mexico? Do you think that we need more gun control?
Well, that's all Obama's done about the Mexico murders. He's increased the people along the border, but that hasn't helped. I mean, just recently I read something where there was either a Border Patrol agent or agents that were corrupt. What about Operation Fast and Furious? I mean, we're still finding guns to this day, years later being found at some of the most horrific mass murders in Mexico. President Obama literally got away with murder with the Fast and Furious. It's amazing that that didn't hang him at the end. There's not a single Mexican person who should have voted for this man. But again, it's not talked about. It's swept under the rug. At this rate, you mark my words, Yuma County, there'll be another 100,000 dead in Mexico in 5 years at this rate of inactivity and at this rate of apathy.
So things have gotten much better in Juarez. Things have moved a little bit further to different regions of the country. But Mexico is a large country with several different states, and things are not violent everywhere. But yet there's a view that it's just rampantly violent throughout everywhere. You can look at just across the border from us, and you know, some people see a very violent country, but things right here are not as violent.
Yeah, well, Yuma County, this area, thank God, the borders are not that dangerous compared to, let's say, El Paso Juarez, Laredo, Nuevo Laredo, San Diego, Tijuana. But there were 15,000 drug cartel-related murders in 2012, 16,000 the year before that. The Mexican government came out and admitted it. They said the murder rate for drug cartel murders was down only 5% for 2012. That's not good enough. You know, just because it went down 5%, that's no reason to celebrate. We're still talking about 15,000 butchered Mexicans, and it's all over the country. The spillover is going south into other parts of Mexico. Everyone has this wrong. They say the spillover is coming into the United States. How many murders have we seen in the United States in the last year? I can count them on one hand, where we know specifically it came from Mexican drug cartels happening in the United States. You hardly ever read about it. The cartels are too smart. It would be a bad business move if they brought their business into the United States. They're already making so much money. It's a $1 billion business. Why get the United States revved up and angry? And why would they start killing Americans? Because we know if one U.S. citizen gets murdered in Mexico, that gets more attention and news than 30 Mexican people getting blown away at a house party. The spillover is south. It's going into Michoacan, Tamaulipas, Guerrero, Nuevo León. It's going Durango, you name it. It's not going into the United States. It's going into other parts of Mexico.
And the parts of Mexico that are safer, at least, why do you think things are going right there and going so wrong in other places?
It's hard to say. It's almost like a shift. Like the violence seems to – it's cyclical. Right now, I'd say the drugs are passing more east, and the drug cartel war, that is. It's going more east and south. Baja California used to be the murder capital of Mexico, that area. And it seems like wherever the turf wars go, like where Chapo has his next enemy, whether it's the Zetas, whether it's Juarez or La Linea, it seems like right now the violence is shifting east and south into other parts of Mexico. I can't exactly tell you why that's happening. It's very cyclical.
Have you ever had the opportunity or been interested in infiltrating the cartels to get information?
It's very difficult to do that. Let's just say that, I mean, first of all, who would come out and really talk about that publicly? No one quite is really sure what's going on in Mexico. It's a nebulous war. The only people who truly know are the frontline direct participants. And even then, I don't know who's running Juarez after making three movies there. I don't know who's running the country in Mexico. You'd like to think it's Peña Nieto. But is it Chapo Guzman? Is the drug lord running the country? I don't know who's running Mexico. Very troubling.
So tell me what people can expect if they are a student coming to watch your presentations tomorrow or if they are coming to see the film.
I would say a really outspoken, honest look at someone who's done research and someone who could put it all out on the line and support it with facts. And, I mean, not too many people are going into the war zone and making movies. And I think it's important to bring it to Yuma County, even though I just said the violence is a lot less here along our borders. But I think people here should be aware. People here should be aware of border issues because we're right by the border.
Is that why most of your film tour right now, you're going along the border?
Yeah. I mean, but I brought it to New York. I brought it to Chicago. Along the border is where the most interest seems to be. But I've also brought the film to Washington, D.C. I've been on Fox News Channel talking about it with Greta Van Susteren. I attacked the White House then. I wish there were more people like me who were outspoken about the situation. It's amazing how many Mexican people are being murdered on a daily basis. And I really need people's help. I can't do this alone. I'm donating money to some of the victims in Juarez. I'm an independent filmmaker. There's just so much I can do. I am pleading to people out there. I need help. I need other people to join me on this crusade. Because it's a very lonely and sad existence.
If I were the president, what would you encourage me to do to improve the situation?
President of Mexico or the United States?
Of the United States.
Well, you got to look at the failed 41-year failure on the war on drugs. I mean, what is our policy on the war on drugs? It's been an utter failure. The pot usage is embarrassing in our country. We have to look at all the policies. We have to look at NAFTA. That has to be examined again. We have to look at Plan Morita. Where's all our money going when we send it to Mexico? It seems like it's financing the largest criminal group in Mexico, and that being the army. What about all the weapons flowing into Mexico? How come that's not stopping? A lot of factors.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Charlie Min, who's the director of the new film, The New Juarez. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.